From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. And here's today's question. Does an open door policy really work? Now, you may be surprised at the answer, especially if you're someone who wants to be a great boss and you've told people, my door is always open. Come see me anytime. And you probably remember the people who've taken advantage of that offer and you're glad about it. You may not have paid as much attention to who hasn't come in. Or, if you have, you've assumed that they have nothing to offer, didn't want to talk to you. But the story could be different than you think. So let's break it down. The open door works for the following people. Those who are closest to you. People who understand what the rules of engagement are, what you expect them to be bringing in, whether it's a joke or just a casual conversation, or it has to rise to the level of a big problem or a big solution. The other people it works for are people with a strong sense of self-confidence. People who are extroverts, those who think by talking and like to engage. But what about the other people, the ones for whom it doesn't work so well? Well, here they are. People who don't know those rules of engagement and the threshold of importance. Maybe you haven't made it clear. Or people whose direct supervisors don't want to know that they're talking to you unless they talk to the boss first. What about people who fear that their coworkers will think of them as a suck-up if they're in there talking to you? It could also be people whom you've criticized who feel like, boy, you don't want to talk to them. It also could be people who feel like the system doesn't work, that it doesn't matter if they talk to you or not, because things won't change. And of course, introverts who like to process things and aren't the first ones to engage. They may not be as apt to take advantage of the open door that you've offered. Now, there was a recent article in the Harvard Business Review about this very topic, which is something I've taught for a long time. And the authors, Megan Reitz and John Higgins, wrote of their 2-year research study, I love this quote, "We simply don't appreciate how risky it can feel for others to speak up." And boy, I agree with that. They suggest, and I agree, that you get out and meet people where they are. But more than that, here's my advice. Be clear about process, those rules of engagement I talked about your standards. You know, if you prefer that people resolve things at the lowest level among themselves before bringing anything to you, tell them that. Tell them that they should talk to the colleague that concerns them before they talk to you, and to talk to their supervisor before talking to you. But also let people know that you understand there are valid exceptions to that general principle. When a problem is far too serious and you're very concerned, or when they've tried it with others and been shut down, or when they've been bullied or intimidated by others. Also make certain that when people do come in, that you really listen. Listen to their ideas for improvement or feedback on your work, or their problems, or their solutions. They'll keep coming if they feel like you truly pay attention to them and it's time well spent. If you turn it into a lecture or a conversation about yourself, or you change the subject to things that don't relate to them, well, they're not going to think it's worthwhile. So, whenever the conversation and wherever the conversation takes place, on your turf or others, it's up to you as a leader to let them know it really mattered. One of the ways you can do that is by following up. Follow up on that suggestion, that complaint, that concern, or even the person who came in to give you a compliment. Yes, sometimes people even do that, and it really isn't sucking up. So remember, the open door is a good policy, but it's not a foolproof policy. An open door is only the beginning of your outreach, connection, and communication to your employees, all in service of being a great boss. And that's Q&A for today. For Loyola University Chicago School of Communication, I'm Jill Geisler.